there are some who believe that the Environmental Protection Agency's new requirements for power plants will curtail economic growth. These requirements require plants to quickly reduce emissions, which could increase the price of electricity. But a recent New York Times article highlights evidence suggesting that such beliefs are at least somewhat unwarranted. 9 states already belong to a carbon emissions cap-and-trade system known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. In a cap-and-trade system, the government places a limit on total carbon emissions. Companies are issued permits that allow them to emit a certain level of greenhouse gas. If they emit less than they are allowed, they can sell rights to pollute to others. The 9 states already in the program are Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. These states have substantially reduced their carbon emissions in recent years, but several of these states have produced stronger economic growth than the balance of the nation. Since 2009, these 9 states have reduced their emissions by 18%, while their economies expanded 9.2%. By comparison, emissions in the other 41 states fell by just 4%, and their economies expanded by less than 9%. For WYPR, I'm Anirban Basu.